Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work, because that's how you will change the world.
Hey, brilliant. This is Live Creative Now, the podcast designed to help you live a full color life. Whether you think of yourself as not artistic, not creative, or you think of yourself as an artist of any kind, or anything in between, the truth is that no matter how you define yourself, feeding your creative hungers makes you feel more alive. And it's how you change the world. I am Melissa Dinwiddie, passion pluralite artist, happiness catalyst, and creativity instigator, here to address all your questions about living a full color creative life. The other day, I wrote kind of a rant over on Facebook. I think I was even on my phone, and I just was tapping away with my thumbs, writing out this rant, something that's really, really important to me. And after it was done, I posted it and I shared it on my Facebook page, my Facebook profile, and it got a lot of response. And I realized that I needed to put it on my blog and I needed to share it as much as possible because it was really resonating with people and it's something I'm so passionate about. So I wanted to share it with you here on the podcast because if you haven't been reading my blog or my Facebook stream, then you haven't heard this message. And you know, this is really an important one. The thing is, there's this idea out there that somehow artists or creative pros or creatively identified people are somehow really different from everybody else. I bought into this story big time, and it's why I didn't give myself permission to do the creative things that I love to do for, you know, 15, 20 years at a time, because I believed that I was not an artist or a musician or a writer. There were other people who did those things way better than I could, and therefore I didn't get to do it. What a tragedy. Because the real truth is, the only difference between artists, the people that we see as artists, the people who self-define as artists, the people that the society defines as artists, whether they're visual artists or other kinds of artists, the only difference between those people and everybody else is that artists never lost their natural born entitlement to create. Or if they did lose it, like me, I did lose it, they were able to find it again. That is the only difference. And the beautiful thing that I want everybody to understand is that we were all born with that ability. We were all born with that entitlement, that love of exploring and creating. Every single one of us was born with that. And no matter what age you lost it, some people lost it really early, kindergarten, first grade, 12 years old, 18 years old, 29 years old, whatever, whatever age you lost it, you can reclaim it at any time, at any age. It is yours for the taking. All you have to do is reach out and grab it. Just let yourself own your natural born entitlement to create. How do you do that? You just start creating. That's it. Grab a back of a junk mail envelope and start doodling. Write. Write down what you're thinking. Sing in the shower, in your car, walking around your house. Just sing. Who cares if it's off key? It gives you joy. Just sing. Wiggle your body. Who cares if you can't dance like Baryshnikov? I can't dance like Baryshnikov. Wiggle your body because our bodies love to move. That's what our bodies are made to do. Bang pot lids together. Make sound. Make noise. It doesn't matter what you do. The human urge to create is inborn. inborn. It is not something special that's reserved for the elite few. It's inborn and it is very strong. And when we suppress that urge, it causes very, very great damage. Now we get shut down thinking that what we create has to be good, right? According to some very narrow definition of what that means. But creative expression is not about being good. Who cares if it's good if you're having fun? Now, of course, I know we all actually do care if it's good. We want it to be good, of course we do. But if it's not fun, what's the point? That's where it all started. When you were a little kid, you did this stuff because it was fun. When you were 3, 4 years old, you didn't care if somebody else liked what you did. That wasn't even on your radar. You were just creating and exploring and playing. That's fun. Since when did that get removed from the equation in favor of excellence and mastery and measuring up and impressing people? Now, there's nothing wrong with the pursuit of excellence and mastery. I love pursuing mastery. I love pursuing excellence. But when measuring up becomes the focus, it kills creativity. It shuts us down fast. Very, very fast. I mean, it's no wonder that so many of us walk around thinking, I'm not creative. I'm not an artist. Other people are artists, not me. How much of my life did I spend doing that? So much, way too much of my life. I have a friend, Chris Wesley, who is an incredible Renaissance man. He's a musician and an artist and a photographer and an incredible writer. He writes novels and poems and he's amazing. And he has a full-time job, by the way. I interviewed him. I'll post it on the podcast as soon as I've had a chance to edit it. I love his definition of an artist. He says, an artist is someone who creates to express. That's it. An artist is someone who creates to express. We all do that. You don't need to impress anyone with your art. I know you want to, or I don't know you want to, but I want to. It's not a bad thing to want to impress people with your art, but you don't need to impress anyone with your art in order to be an artist. You don't need to make money from it or get accepted into shows or win awards to be an artist. Now, if you want those things, go for it. More power to you. I am completely backing you on that. But those things do not make you an artist. Making things makes you an artist. Whether it's painting or making stories, writing, making films, making stop motion animations, which is what I've been playing with a lot lately, making textiles, making anything, making music, that is what makes you an artist. Making time in your day to play and make something because it's fun, that makes you an artist. Now, I know you may not believe me on this. I understand. The messages in this culture that dictate who is and who is not qualified to be an artist are so strong. It is not easy to stake a claim when the whole world seems to be telling you that you don't have the right. But I am telling you that you do have the right. And I'm telling you that what other people think of your making or of what you make, that has absolutely no bearing on your right to make it. Now, of course, it feels really good when other people validate you and validate your creations. I don't deny that, but that is not why you create. The reason to create is because it's fun, because it gives you joy, because you were born to and because you want to, period. So go get creating. Go get your hands dirty, literally or metaphorically, and just watch your life go from gray to full color. Go grab that entitlement that you were born with to make stuff, because that's what humans do, and that's what makes us feel alive. And you know what? The world needs more aliveness. Go do your part. You are changing the world. That is the end of my rant. Thank you for listening. I hope that was useful. I want to take a moment and share some of the great reviews that have been coming into the podcast. If you haven't left a review yet, please do. Go leave a 5-star rating, of course, and your review, one or two sentences, is just awesome. I love to hear from my listeners. Here's a review from Brian Papa, who writes, "Great podcast, great host. First time listener, and I listened to 3 episodes back to back. Melissa has an easygoing personality while being passionate and committed to helping you through your creative journey. As a fan of Hal Elrod, I love her importance on the morning ritual. It's clear she loves her subject. Her excitement is palpable. Fantastic work." Thank you so much, Brian. I love that review. You totally made my day. I have another one here from Jessa Chris, who writes, "Just what the creative doctor ordered. I found this podcast after desperately typing creativity into the search bar on iTunes. I'd been listening to a few other podcasts that sort of tangentially cover creativity, but that were long on inspiration and short on practical advice. Melissa delivers both in a way that is refreshingly honest and relatable. I was not familiar with Melissa or her work before listening. I chose at random to listen to the morning routine episode first, and I loved it so much that I've been binge listening the last few days at work and during my commute. Melissa's lessons and advice are applicable no matter where you are on the creative journey. She covers everything from getting started to marketing your work. I'm so glad I found this podcast. It's one of those happy accidents that I feel will be truly life-changing." Wow, Jessa Chris, thank you so much. I love that you've been binge listening. And I have to tell you, when I posted that morning routine episode, I thought, oh God, nobody wants to hear about my morning routine. Nobody's going to like this. And I've gotten a lot of response that people really have liked it a lot. So just goes to show you how important it is to share your work, because you really don't know how it's going to touch people. Thank you again for leaving such wonderful reviews. That's it. That's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining me today. Go leave your own 5-star rating and review over on iTunes. They make such a big difference. And it's a way that you can play a really important role in the movement to grow the creative uprising and change the conversation around creative expression and play. And of course, I would be super duper grateful. Thanks again for joining me today. And until next time, go get creating. Mwah!
Live creative now. Live creative now.
Subscribe at livecreativenow.com.